A forest is many things. Shady places where you can camp.
Good places for picnics, too.
Yes.
In 1944, the U.S. Forest Service began one of the longest-running advertising campaigns in American history.
A forest is sure a lot of things.
Yes, but let a little fire get started. Catch on, destroy, and your forest is nothing.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
That deep, iconic voice of Smokey Bear taught us that our carelessness is what starts wildfires. But U.S. Forest Service researcher Malcolm North disagrees.
The Smokey the Bear concept that only you can prevent wildfire is just not true.
He says that belief translated into decades of fire suppression policies that made wildfires worse.
These forests eventually burn, even if you keep all the human ignitions out of them. If you put out all fire, then you delay that inevitable fire from happening until you have no ability to control it.
North is walking through Aspen Valley in Yosemite National Park. The Park Service has either intentionally set controlled fires, known as prescribed fires, or has let wildfires burn here. He says it's one of the best restored forests in California. But strong winds, high temperatures, and a nearby forest dense with trees left this area scorched in last year's rim fire. North's research here came to what he calls a depressing conclusion.
When fire burns under extreme weather conditions, even your best efforts at making a resilient forest are in vain. It still gets vaporized like this around us.
North says making our forests resistant to megafires is not going to be easy. He says the pace for treating the forest, either through thinning or prescribed burning, is abysmal. Part of the problem is that after 25 years, an area of the forest that's been treated needs to be treated again. Not far away, Yosemite Fire and Aviation Chief Kelly Martin is trying to make her way through a forest on the west side of the park.
As you look out, you just see this incredible understory of just thousands of little trees.
Branches of small fir trees are intertwined. You can barely see the forest floor.
These little trees provide a ladder to the next tree, to the next tree, to the next tree, and then that's what can create a crown fire and kill the larger overstory trees.
A forest this thick with trees, even though Yosemite has one of the longest records of using prescribed burning in California. Martin says the window for prescribed burning is very narrow because of air quality regulations.
The conflict is smoke, how smoke affects human health, and where we want to burn is around communities.
But some areas of the forest are so dense with trees that prescribed burning isn't even an option. Logging or mechanically thinning the forest has its own barriers. Machinery can't access steep inclines in roadless areas. Smaller trees aren't valuable enough to turn into lumber, and lumber mills are at capacity. Jim Branham is with the Sierra Nevada Conservancy.
We're chasing this problem right now, and the amount of black logs that are going to fill up the mills this year, which of course means we won't be doing as much work in the green forest where we need to catch up with the thinning, and it seems like we're in a vicious cycle right now.
Compounding the problem, homes and subdivisions built within or right next to forest. As a result, fire agencies will always need to suppress fires. Ken Pemlot is the director of CAL FIRE, which is responsible for protecting 31 million acres of private land.
We know under extreme conditions like this year, wildland fire is burning in ways that are much more intense than we've seen in years past. So we need to ensure that communities are doing more than just what's required by law, because that's really what it's going to take.
Pemlot says it means building safer homes, creating fuel breaks, and being more aggressive about defensible space. Experts are optimistic that forests in California can be restored. They say more money is needed to increase the pace and scale of thinning and prescribed burning. They say natural wildfires should be allowed to burn in areas where there aren't homes. Californians would also have to learn to live with fire and the smoke that comes with it. Otherwise, we can expect a future where megafires like the Rim Fire could become the norm.
The biggest wildfire ever to burn in the Sierra.
The fire has now burned more than 230
square
miles.
The Rim Fire has gotten so big that it's now starting to burn in parts of Yosemite.
Malcolm North with the U.S. Forest Service says it's up to Californians to help shape forest policies, or we have only ourselves to blame for the infernos we create.
All these things are our responsibility, these kind of fuel conditions and this kind of fire effect in the forest. All these fires are basically the result of decisions that we've made. They're not acts of God.
I'm Amy Quinton.